Okay, so we have made it to just about the end of the Torah. We have a double parsha this week of Nitzavim Vayelach, and we're at a period also in this time of the on the calendar, a time of transition, as we're about to end 1 year, and we're now just about a week away from starting a new year. Rosh Hashanah is just a little bit over a week away. Next is coming Friday night. And so, also in the Parsha, there is a transition that takes place as well, and that is a transition in leadership between Moshe and Yehoshua. And what I want to do this evening is something I've thought about in the past. I just thought maybe tonight would be a good idea to actually delve into it, and that is this expression that appears not once but twice in this week's Parsha. And it's then an expression that as we then turn over to the next sefer in Tanakh after the Torah, we then begin with the leadership of Yeshua as we read in sefer in the book of Yeshua. So three times in that sefer as well, right at the beginning, the same phrase appears, and it seems to be like it's like overdoing it, and the fact that it mentions it so many times, like clearly it must be driving at something. There must be some message. And so I'd like to suggest the message that perhaps it's was sharing with Yehoshua, but perhaps also a message for us as well, and specifically at this time of the year, as we also are making a transition from 1 year to the next. And that expression, of course, is the expression of Chazak ve'ematz. We'll just translate it now as be strong and have courage. The word chazak, we know whenever we finish the Torah, whenever we finish a sefer in the Torah, we say chazak, chazak, v'nitzchazek. Talk about having a chizak, talk about having courage. And so here we go. In our parsha, what happens is that Moshe Rabbeinu, again, he's concluding his final speech, his final message to the Jewish people. Yomer Hashem, Moshe. God tells Moshe that that his days are coming to an end, and Moshe at this point he calls to Yehoshua. By this is the beginning of Shlishi, or it's Chamishi when we have a double parsha. And by Moshe, Moshe calls out to Yehoshua. Yomer Lav Leinei call Yisrael, and in front of the entire assembly of the Jewish people. So you can imagine the scene, this moment of must be a very mixed emotion that Moshe is saying goodbye. But at the same time, a new leader has been appointed, and it's symbolic of the future, that there will be a future. In front of the people, one leader, the old leader to the new leader says, Chazak v'amatz, right? Be strong and have courage. Okay, be strong and have courage. And on the surface, that can mean, this seems like a big task. You're about to lead this nation into the land of Israel. It's going to be all different types of challenges, but stay strong, have courage, be courageous. You can do it. Right? I have confidence in you. You can do it. And then what happens? You continue to read the parsha, and then Hashem starts talking. Hashem starts talking to Moshe. And in the context of Hashem talking to Moshe, what then occurs is the following. Hashem says, let's see exactly the words. Here we go. Yehoshua ben Nun, and he commanded, he constructed Yehoshua ben Nun. And here Rashi and Mefarshim say that it's God is talking at this point. It's not, we're not transitioning to Moshe, but now it's Hashem who's speaking. Vayomer, and what does God say to Yehoshua? Chazak v'ematz. Right, be strong and have courage. Because you will bring the people to the land that I God can swore to them. And I God I will be with you. So once again, this expression of Chazak v'ematz. And then you go to Sefer Yehoshua, and the first chapter of Yehoshua happens to be the Haftorah that we have. Our tradition is the Haftorah on Simchas Torah. Makes a lot of sense, although it's not the Gemara. It seems to have actually a different tradition, but our practice is that the Haftorah of Simchas Torah, as we conclude the Torah, the Haftorah then is this first chapter of Sefer Yehoshua. Here the following occurs that told after the death of Moshe, the Eved Hashem, the servant of God. God says to Yehoshua the following. God speaks to Yehoshua, and in Pasuk Vav, he's told, Chazak v'ematz, here we go again. Right? Be strong and have courage. Yatatenchilot, you're going to cause this people to inherit the land that I promised their forefathers. And then the very next Pasuk, if you didn't hear it the first time, or now by this point, it's now the third time, Rak Chazak v'ematz me'od. Right, be exceedingly be strong and courageous. Or last of all, Torah to guard to do the entire Torah. I'm commanding Mo that I commanded Moshe, my servant. And then Pasuk Tes, Halot Tivisicha Chazak v'ematz. I told you, I instructed you, Chazak v'ematz, be strong and courageous. Al tarot v'al techas, don't be afraid. Your God is with you, wherever you will go. So five times we are told, Yeshua is told, four times now by Hashem, one time by Moshe of Chazak v'Ematz. And if that wasn't enough for you, so at the very end of the chapter, now the Jewish people are respond. And they want they're stating their confidence and their allegiance to Yehoshua. And what do they say to Yehoshua? Kol ish asher yamre es picha v'lo yishma es dvarecha l'cho asher tzaveno, you must rak chazak ve'ematz. Now they say to Yehoshua, be strong and have courage. So, you get the impression, is Yehoshua this weakling? Is he someone who's sort of overwhelmed? Is he falling apart at this that he constantly has to be told Chazak v'ematz, Chazak v'ematz, Chazak v'ematz? And it's interesting, this expression Chazak v'ematz, which is primarily used in reference to Yehoshua, it is used also a little bit later in the Navi as well. David tells his son Shlomo Chazak v'ematz, and also, if I remember correctly, Chizkiyo tells the Jewish people when they're confronting Sennacherib and his army as they're besieging Yerushalayim, he also tells the people Chazak v'ematz, and just one more Chazak v'ematz is back in our parsha, right? Initially, we saw Chazak v'ematz in the context of Moshe speaking to Yehoshua and telling him again, Chazak ve'ematz. So what's interesting is that right before that, we're told the following. This is now in the second Aliyah of Parshas Vayelech. And here there's Moshe speaking to the Jewish people. And he tells them, Chizku v'imtzu. You, the Jewish people, take strength and be courage. Al tiruv, al taratzum, b'nei'am, don't be afraid of these nations that are before you. God goes was going before you. He won't forsake you. He won't forget about you. God will be with you. So over and over again, this expression chazak v'ematz, but again, specifically, is used in the context with Yehoshua. So what's interesting is that Rashi on Sefer Yehoshua suggests, based on the context of the psukim in which the phrase appears, that it's a reference to three different challenges that Yehoshua had. That the reason why it's being repeated so many times is because it was necessary to give Yehoshua encouragement for three separate items. And what are those things? Rashi tells us again the first part. Let's listen to the part. The first pasuk was Chazak v'ematz al ki atanchil. Right, you're about to cause the people to inherit the land. So says Rashi immediately, the derech eretz kemoshu omer ki at the. Right, the first thing that he needs courage in is in settling the lands. Right, that you're going to have to deal with the people and their different needs. and there might be some maybe conflict and disagreement, and you're gonna need encouragement. You're gonna need to be confident and make bold decisions when it comes to inheriting the land, dividing the land for the people. Then the second chazak v'amatz, the next pasuk is ra chazak v'amatz me'od lishmor la'asos k'chol ha'Torah asher yotziv cha Moshe avdi. The second chazak v'amatz, says Rashi, based upon this pasuk, is in reference to the Torah. The Torah, k'moshu omer lishmor la'asos k'chol ha'Torah. Right, the pasuk says that lo tasor yamin is small. Don't deviate from the Torah, not right or not left, but rather the entirety of the Torah. You, Yoshua, it's your obligation, it's your charge, it's your responsibility for you yourself to uphold the Torah, and presumably as well to make sure the Jewish people uphold the Torah. In other words, you're going to have to be the first chazak v'amatz is in reference to being a king, to being a leader in the sense of good management, in the sense of having to make difficult decisions. You're going to divide the land for the people, so you're going to have to do so with courage and with strength and with firmness. And so that's number one. This next one is that you're also the rabbinic leader. You're the spiritual leader of the Jewish people. You need to yourself to uphold the Torah, to model for the people. And in addition, you have to make sure that they stay in line. You have to continue to teach them and to guide them in terms of their devotion to God, in terms of their adherence to the Torah. And then finally, the third chazak of Amatz, so says Rashi here, the following. The third chazak of Amatz, let me get the exact words. Right, the third time that it's conveyed to Yoshua is Pasuk Tes 9. So here the Chazak V'Amatz, says Rashi, is b'milchama. Right, you're gonna have to wage war. Right, maybe this is the most frightening, that you're gonna have to confront these great nations. Right, the Shivat Ha'amim, the seven nations of the land of Canaan. And Al Terot v'Al Techas, Echan Tivol v'Moshe Shnemar Al Yeshua. This is what Rashi is suggesting, is what Moshe was telling Yeshua back in the Torah. That and this is again the context of the Torah. It seems to be, don't be afraid, have courage. You're going to be fighting these wars, but God is with you. And God will give you strength. And God will give you the capacity to be successful in order to confront and to defeat the enemies that are before you. So that's how Rashi understands these psukim. It's interesting. I saw Rav Hirsch, that he back our parsha. He says the following. We saw that originally the first time this expression Chazak v'amatz was used was actually not to Yeshua, but to the people themselves. Right? Moshe says, chizku, right? From the plural, that you, the people, should strengthen and have courage. So Rav Hirsch says the following: the admonishment addressed to the people, chizku v'imtzu, is in accordance with the context of primarily to the firmness and strength to be exercised in the fight against the inhabitants of the land. In other words, the people themselves, wasn't only Yeshua was going to lead the people in battle, but the people themselves would be going into battle. So they too needed strength and courage, right, to fight these enemies that, at least on paper, were much stronger and mightier than they were. They were entrenched in the land, and God was telling them, don't be afraid, but have this confidence, know that I'm with you, and you're going to be successful. That's for the people. It continues with Hirsch, but the address Chazak v'Amatz to Yeshua comprised his whole task as a leader of the people, thus repeatedly to Yeshua. And now he tells us in Yeshua, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Vav, Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk Tes. It is explained according to the Gemara in Maseches Brachos. So Hirsch tells us to look at the Gemara, because the Gemara itself cites this phrase and gives an interpretation what it refers to. This is on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. And here the Gemara is saying this in the context of that there are different people who need chizuk, right? People need to be strengthened. People need encouragement. The Gemara says there actually are ba tzrichim chizuk. There are actually four different types of people who could use a little strength, a little encouragement in order for them to succeed. The Eluhain, and these areas are where we all need chizuk. Torah study, Torah observance, Masim Tovim, good deeds, to be able to do the right thing, to be kind and to be generous, to be thoughtful, Tfilah, prayer, right, in order to daven properly and to be focused and to connect to God through the mechanism of Tfilah. But Derech Eretz is here in this context is for parnasa in our jobs and earning a living. So when it comes to tefillah and derech eretz, prayer and earning a living, so there the Gemara learns it out from other contexts. One pasuk we're very familiar with because we've been saying it now over and over again the last since the beginning of month of Elo, Kaveh Hashem chazak v'yametz. Same expression, chazak v'yametz, chazak v'yametz libecha, the Kaveh Hashem. The end of that Tehillah, the Ladav Hashem or v'yishi. Hope to Hashem, strengthen yourself, and He will give you courage and hope to Hashem. That's tefillah. That the Gemara says. You see the notion of chizuk regarding a tefillah, having a relationship with God. Kaveh Hashem, derech eretz in terms of earning a livelihood. That shneamar chazek v'nischazek be'ad ameinu. That's a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. That was Yoav, who was addressing his brother Avishai. And in that context, it was about that you should be successful. You should be successful in what you do, but in the context of Yeshua, in the context of leadership, so here the Gemara understands that what's the chizik? It's Torah Masim Tovim. It says the Gemara, Ra Chazak v'amas me'od l'shmur v'lasos k'kol haTorah, and what Rashi picked up upon. That, and Rashi obviously got it here from the Gemara, but the Gemara and Rashi are getting it just from the pasuk itself. That when God spoke to Yeshua in the beginning of Yeshua, it was in the context of the Torah, the observance of the Torah, teaching the Torah, modeling the Torah for you yourself and for the people. And in addition to that, Masim Tovim, Gemara says, Chazak b'Torah. That it's both in your Torah observance, but it's also in your deeds, in your behavior, in your beinal machaveru of how you interact with other people. The lishmor, again, the pasuk says lishmor velasos. Lishmor is the guarding the Torah. It's upholding the Torah. Lasos is the performance. It's in terms of how you interact with other people. And so what I want to suggest is the following, that when it comes to Yehoshua, so on the one hand, he, as well as the people, of course, needed chizuk in terms of fighting these battles, right? Actually, right now, in the news, in a lot of the Jewish news outlets, they're talking about the Yom Kippur War. Why? Because this year is the 50th anniversary of that very difficult war that Israel faced, that began on Yom Kippur, again, although ultimately successful, but it cost so many several thousand of lives, and it was just a very a horrible, very difficult time for the Jewish state and for the Jewish people. And so, when it comes to confronting our enemies, so certainly we need a chazak v'ematz. We need our courage. We need our strength. We need to have the willpower and the confidence that with God by our side and that we're fighting a just cause, that we'll be successful, that we'll be able to confront and overtake our enemies. And you need that capacity, you need that strength. That's the one of the Golda Meir, one of her Golda Meir, who was prime minister during the Yom Kippur War. So that's the President Biden always tells a story that when he met her, And they had a, he was a young senator when he first was a senator, and he met her in her office in Jerusalem, and she was telling him all the challenges Israel faces, and he'll show these maps on the wall, and this problem, Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan, and Iraq, and Iran, and Egypt, all the problems, and for 1 hour she was going on and on and on, and so he said by the time her briefing was over, he felt demoralized. He felt like, hi, how are you going to survive? And then she turns to him with a big smile on her face and says, you want to take a picture? So he's a picture. So she calls in the fair official camera person. They comes in. She's got a big smile on her face. And she looks at that over to Biden. Biden tells the story, President Biden. And he says, what are you, how can you smile? So she says, oh, we have nothing. There's nothing to be concerned about. He says, nothing to be concerned about. You just give me this whole hour-long speech. He says, she goes, no, we have a secret weapon. So this is why, Israel was all the hush-hush about the Israeli nuclear weapon. They have a nuclear program, not have a nuclear program. So all of a sudden, he looked at her like she's about to spill the beans. So he says, a secret weapon? She said, yes, we have a secret weapon. He goes, what is? She says, what's the secret weapon? And she responded, our secret weapon is we have nowhere else to go. We have nowhere else to go. That they have that confidence that this is where we are, this is our homeland, this is where we're meant to be, and we're gonna fight tooth and nail. We get with our, and I don't know if she said she probably didn't say with Hashem on our side, but God's telling Moshe's telling Yeshua with I on your side, you can have that chizik, that strength, and that matz and that courage. That you will be successful. So that's of course is needed. That's of course is necessary. It's necessary for a leader. It's necessary for the people. Chizku v'imsu. But in addition to that, specifically Yoshua as the leader of the Jewish people, he needed two other elements of chizuk, and that was it's not a lot enough for a Jewish leader to be a military leader, but you need to be a moral leader. We've talked about this in the context of a melech, that a leader has to be someone who could model for the people, someone who people can look up to, someone who there's a sense of right and wrong, and that can set the tone for the entire nation, and that's the notion of the Torah, right? That you and that's why a melech had to have a sefer Torah with him at all times. To know that ultimately he's not in charge. It's a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and he has to uphold the Torah, but also he has to teach the Torah to the people. That's why it's the king who's the one on Hakel once every 7 years is the one he's the one who reads the Torah in front of all the people, because he's the one who has to set the example. He is the one to show that we're all Avdei Hashem, right? We're all servants of Hashem, and when you're the king. So sometimes things can get to your head, and sometimes you can think, I'm in control, I'm in charge, and so you need chizuk, you need strength, and you need reminders and encouragement and strength to hold steadfast to our values and to uphold the Torah for yourself and to teach it and to model it for the people as well. And in addition to that, suggests the Gemara that the chizuk also is masim tovim, that you need to be someone who's kind. Someone who's generous, someone who's sensitive to the people. That your responsibility is to take care of the people, right? That's your ultimate job is to take care and make sure the vulnerable are protected, make sure those who are suffering, those who have great challenges, that you provide for them, you uplift them, that you assist them. And again, they're easy to forget. And it's easy for you when you're in power to have and you have a wealth and you have honor just to think about yourself, not to think about others. And that also was part of the laws of the Melech, right? The king couldn't have too many horses, couldn't have too much wealth, because it can get to his head. And he can think about himself and how wonderful life is for the king to be the king and forget about the people. And so I just want to suggest that it's when this chazak ve'amatz is being repeated over and over again. It's repeated in our parsha, and it's then being repeated over and over again in Sefer Yehoshua. It's not because Yehoshua is a weakling. It's not because Yeshua was afraid. It wasn't because Yeshua was something wrong about him, but just the opposite. It's just Moshe reminding and Hashem reminding Yeshua of what it takes to be a leader, what's expected of a leader, and it's being successful militarily to be able to lead them into battle. But in addition to that, it's these other two responsibilities as well: to be the moral leader, the ethical leader, to guide them, to teach them, to uphold the values yourself. In addition, to take care of them, to be there for the people, to have that sensitivity, to have that awareness of the struggles and the difficulties that the people have and their needs, and to be able to provide for them. And in conclusion, where I started with, so this parsha is a parsha of transition. Ending the Torah, or about to Moshe's passing the baton over to Yoshua. The Torah is about to conclude. The Haftorah of Simchas Torah will be Yoshua, Sefer Yoshua, and us as well. Right now, right, we're in this period of transition, ending one year and beginning another year. And so for us, the Chazak v'Amatz is the same idea. It's the Chazak v'Amatz as a people, as we're commemorating this 50th year of the Yom Kippur War, that we, the Jewish people, have to be on guard against our enemies, and we can't be afraid, and we have to remain strong and steadfast, and know that Hashem is with us, and Hashem is will be there for us, and we should forge ahead with confidence, dealing with the challenges that come before us. But in addition, not to forget our roots, not to forget. Certainly, as we stand before God, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we reflect on the year, and we engage in the process of teshuva, repentance, and of returning to God, to return to what Hashem wants of us. And that's for us to uphold the Torah, to live by the words of the Torah, to study the Torah, and to fulfill its mitzvos, and to do what it is Hashem wants from us. And in addition, and that's part and parcel of the Torah, is our responsibility. The Torah stresses over and over again for us to take care of our fellow human being. We say tshuva, tefillah, utzdaka, right? And tzedakah is about, we want Hashem to be kind to us and be forgiving to us. We need to be kind to others. We need to take care of each other, to look out for one another, and all these things. We need chizuk. We have to remind ourselves of these important notions and values. And if we have the chizuk, the strength, and the matzah, we have courage, we have the capacity to be strong in all these different critical and important realms that that are placed before us at this time of the year, and as individuals throughout our lives, and for us as a nation. Okay, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos and a Shana Tova to everyone.